You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Last week on Central Time, we heard about a survey that found that people in the area stretching from Milwaukee to Gary, Indiana, would be open to coordinating some government services to act in a way as a super city.
But how would something like that play out in practice? We'll key in on one possible area for cooperation, transportation. Two pieces lately in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel tackle that issue. Coming up, we'll hear from a guest who says one good starting point would be a boost to the Hiawatha Amtrak passenger line, bringing together Milwaukee and Chicago.
Before that, our next guest writes, there's a lot of room for cooperation on transportation planning in the Milwaukee region, from the city and its suburbs down into northern Illinois. He says a coordinated effort could bring a big economic boost to the area.
Tom Rave joins us now. He's the recently retired executive director of the Gateway to Milwaukee and of Aerotropolis Milwaukee. Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome, Rob.
So let's start with what's at stake here. How important is transportation infrastructure to getting businesses to settle and set up shop in a region?
It's very important, especially for manufacturers, which this region has decided to emphasize. If you think about it, manufacturing involves getting materials, moving material physically somehow to a location, doing your manufacturing, and then somehow transporting the product elsewhere, hopefully through exporting. So clearly, transportation costs and activities are critical to those kinds of businesses making money.
And in your piece, you point out also getting employees to that work site is part of the picture, too.
Correct. In the situation with the city of Milwaukee, there are many people who, for one reason or another, or would like to get a job or would want to get a job, but getting to a job is a problem for them. Often the manufacturers may be located in suburbs, and the transit system does not adequately serve the whole region right now, especially if it crosses county lines, because, as it turns out, most counties have their own transit systems, which is really a very inefficient approach and costly approach to serving the needs of the people.
Right. In the region you're talking about, the Milwaukee area, the region surrounding it, there are a lot of local and county governments, as you mentioned. Beyond that, to those transit systems, how does that affect transportation planning?
It affects it. The Milwaukee area has Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission, which does a lot of work of that kind of planning. Most of it focuses on transit. However, in the case of Milwaukee, there is an airport, there is the Port of Milwaukee, there are railroads that go through it, and there used to be what is called an intermodal ramp, which is able to load and unload large containers that go in container ships across the seas. About 3 years ago, that facility was closed by the Canadian Pacific, so Southeast Wisconsin does not have that transportation capability right now. And the way things are organized is that Milwaukee County owns the airport and City of Milwaukee owns the Port of Milwaukee. Both of those entities operate on a financial standalone basis, and in fact, by regulation, Milwaukee County cannot, for example, make a payment to Milwaukee County. Nonetheless, how decisions get made are within the government structure that is just really surrounded by the lines of the entity itself, be it the city lines or the county lines. Yet the market that is served by both these entities is far larger. So the whole approach is to how you serve a market of businesses and people, which in the case of the airport and for intermodal ramp capabilities is really the southeastern one-third of the whole state of Wisconsin. So it's really an organization structure problem as to how you best deliver these services and do it efficiently, because our geographic location is really something of a handicap versus the south end of Lake Michigan, which is a more efficient location for major transportation to occur.
Right, and before we get to solutions, Tom, is this divided transportation picture a drag on the economy of the region compared to other similar metropolitan areas and their hinterlands?
In some cases, yes, and in some cases, no. There are the best example, as I learned about this, even goes back to the 1950s when the Toledo-Lucas County, and this is at the west end of Lake Erie, they formed their own transportation authority, basically, and the state legislature in Ohio did that in the 1950s. And that entity actually owns the Port of Toledo, an airport, a bus station, a railroad station, and real estate around those areas, so it can act as one unit in going to try to do those services. This exists in many other places across the country. probably the biggest one is the New York, New Jersey Port Authority, which if you go on the website and look at that, covers all kinds of transportation capabilities that's done just by one entity. The same thing happens in Seattle, where the Port of Seattle and SeaTac Airport are owned and operated by the same entity. So when you come to having businesses stay in your area, and this is a competitive situation across the country, those areas clearly have a strategic advantage that we don't have.
We're talking to Tom Rave about a piece he recently wrote in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel calling for more coordination on transportation in southeastern Wisconsin and really beyond, even into northern Illinois. So let's get to what that would look like, Tom. What would you like to see happen? What kind of authority needs to be there, do you think, to coordinate transportation efforts?
Well, it needs to be a government authority because a source of funding for any such authority, the principal source is going to be the federal government. And in order to qualify for such type of an entity, you need to be a government entity. But how do you avoid being close to the political environment that exists? And when you start talking about dollars for transportation, these are significant amounts of money, and the investments are for long periods of time. So you could have a structure in place where the board of directors or commissioners or whatever in Southeast Wisconsin's case, would come from at least six counties, and they would be people who have economic development experience or transportation experience, and you would organize a structure, and this is not unlike, say, some corporate structure, for example, where at the very top level, you could have your administration, finance, human resources, accounting, all these types of common functions for an organization, be it a government organization or a business organization. And then the operating entities, be it the Port of Milwaukee, be it transit, be it the airport, be it a part of the organization that is in position to work with railroads, and railroads are important for both freight and for transit, you have people really specialize in doing that. The marketing overall, again, is for people who are looking at businesses across broader areas and for groups of people and really doing much more market analysis about how freight is moved, what's the timing, what are the economics, where does it have to go, and the same thing for moving people. So that could be a board of directors. You would have Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Southeast Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission would be non-voting members of the board. You need that kind of input and activity, but you don't want to have them be in position to start voting on what happens. You can use their services, and obviously you need to interface with WISDOT, but you can structure this so it really serves the needs of the region, and it wouldn't be done necessarily by elected officials. So it wouldn't be held so much sway to the particular party, organization, or thoughts that are in place. So it could be run much more, I guess I would say, on a more business-like fashion, looking at the services that need to be provided, doing it so you get a return.
Suppose suppose this does happen, Tom. What would I, as a business owner or a consumer, a commuter, see happening differently in my transportation options if this went into place?
Well, you can, I think, structure things differently where you essentially get information from the marketplace differently than goes on now. And this kind of an approach is done in Indiana. There's an organization called Conexus, which is spelled capital C-O-N-E-X-U-S, which again can be seen on a website, that is set up to enhance manufacturing across the whole state of Indiana. And it's organized according to the Regional Planning Commission structure that takes place in states, and that, which is a requirement of the federal government. But they do research, and they are the organization is actually funded by over 50 manufacturers now to do this. So the organization, they get information from manufacturers about their freight needs and their transit needs, and then this is accumulated over a period of time. It's affiliated with Ball State University, and that information then is provided quarterly to the state legislature. So it kind of acts like a buffer in some ways between the actual market and the state legislature, but it gives direct information to the state legislature as to how money should be spent by the state of Indiana on transportation needs. It also has the data so it can work with the federal government And when the federal government is trying to decide where it will spend its transportation dollars, you have good data, you have ready market information, so you can compete among other areas across the country trying to get money from the federal government. So those are the types of things that could be done that just are not being done now.
And Tom, briefly, if I'm in a local government, a county or a city government, in effect, I'm giving up some authority to this regional authority, whatever we end up calling it. How do you make the case to me in that instance that that giving up that authority is going to pay off for me?
I think I would start by, well, tell me how things are going now. And is there a better way? Are you satisfied with the performance of your transportation capabilities now? Look what's going on elsewhere. Is there a better way to do that? And, in fact, are your own employees, do they have the capabilities to really have the information, and will they be able to deliver things on a competitive basis so the whole region gets served? Let me give you a quick story, Rob. I had breakfast with a person who happens to live in Brookfield as I do. He is still a chairperson of a manufacturer that publicly held company. He's retired as a CEO, and we were talking about these concepts. And he said, you know, Tom, as the work we did, we looked at where else we would like to have manufacturing locations, where we would like to operate. He said, if we weren't here in Milwaukee, if we were looking somewhere else, we would never consider operating or locating north of Chicago. So just think about the impact of that. You've got to be able to perform more efficiently to attract businesses to locate here in the future. It's just that simple.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome.
That's Tom Rave, recently retired executive director of the Gateway to Milwaukee and of Aerotropolis Milwaukee.